Hello, fight fans, and welcome to Corner Advice. I'm your host, Tom Zaffino, breaking down UFC Fight Night, Dos Anjos versus Luque. We have 13 fights on the card. The card scheduled to lock at 4 p.m. Eastern. One five-round fight, which is the main event, Luque versus Dos Anjos. Similar to last week's card, the confidence isn't riding extremely high on this one. We do have some big favorites that, despite the fact that a few of them I do pick to win, should not be as big of favorites as they are. So we'll just jump right into it, and hopefully we have the results we're looking for. Our first fight is in the female flyweight division. We have Juliana Miller taking on Luana Santos. I do not think Miller is very good. I reluctantly picked her to win the Ultimate Fighter, which she did do, but her last fight was absolutely atrocious. She's not very strong. Her takedowns are not very good. Her striking is horrendous. Her striking defense is terrible. There's a lot. She's just missing a lot in her game. And she's taking on Luana Santos, who is making her debut, but she seems more competent on the feet. She has a judo background, so she has nice throws, nice takedowns, and ground and pound seems to be pretty good. She seems to be the more well-rounded, more polished fighter. She seems stronger, and I guess it's just tough to pick Juliana Miller for anything after that last performance. And honestly, I've never really been overly impressed with her. Her fights on the Ultimate Fighter, they were mostly pretty ugly. She was just kind of squeaking by. That's kind of just been her whole career. Now that she's on the UFC level, I just don't think she's in line to win many fights if she wins another one before she gets cut. So Luana Santos is the play here. And if anything, to get a better price on Santos, I like the fight to go over a round and a half. I mean, I think it probably might go to decision. There's a very good chance it does. But I like the over 1.5 with Santos. Brings the number down to about minus 120, which is a little bit easier to stomach. And that's probably how I'm going to bet this one. Our next fight is in the bantamweight division. We have Jose Johnson taking on Damon Blackshear. Johnson, another debuting fighter, took this fight on late notice. He's tall. He has good striking. Solid power. Solid wrestling. He looks like he has a solid game all around. But he does seem like he has some holes. And he's taking the fight on short notice in his debut against Damon Blackshear, who looks really good. His grappling's good. His striking solid. He fights with a confidence about him. He's composed. Just a very well-rounded fighter. He's done pretty well in his first few fights in the UFC. And I think he gets the job done here. Our next fight is in the strawweight division. We have Jacqueline Emmerim taking on Masterat Ruiz. Emmerim is the far better fighter, extremely dangerous submissions, and I think she can get this fight over early with a sub. As the fight goes long, I do worry. We saw her go 3 rounds in her last fight. Cardio kind of failed her. Now, that was her debut. She was fighting a pretty high-paced fighter who's known for being gritty She got out cardioed. There's not much you can say other than that. I expect her cardio to be a little bit better. That's kind of an eye opener. But Ruiz really doesn't have anything. She has a head and arm throw, and when she gets the fight to the ground, if she can hold that head and arm position, she will. But again, somebody like Emmerim, who has very good submissions, she's just very dangerous on the ground. She has good back takes. I don't think the head and arm throw is the ideal move to make. So I think Emmerim gets the job done. I think she gets it done early. If it goes long, we might want to start looking at betting Ruiz on the live line, just because cardio could be a factor in this one. But again, I don't think she has that much to offer either. I don't think she's the type of fighter to push a high pace. So even with that, I think Emmerim could get a takedown in the second and third round and kind of just control this thing, even if she's tired. So I like Emmerim here. I think she gets the job done early by sub, most likely. But again, it's going to get sketchy late. And, we'll just have to see how it plays out. Our next fight is in the heavyweight division. This is one of those classic slop fests at heavyweight. Two guys that like to clinch, two guys that they like to work in the clinch. This will not be an overly exciting fight. I don't think I named either fighter. This is Josh Parisian versus Martin Bude. I like Bude to win the fight. I feel like he's the stronger fighter. He's fought some slightly better competition in the UFC. Parisian is just not great. We saw him get dropped in his last fight in the clinch, which, you know, obviously Bude is looking to land that big shot in the clinch. Parisian, he is a survivor. He survived that fight, and, you know, he looked halfway decent down the line. His cardio is pretty good for a heavyweight. But I just think Boudet's stronger. I think if Boudet chooses to throw some leg kicks in there, and if he wants to take Parisian down, which I think is a pretty good path for him, he can do that. So, Boudet to win. You know, this is another fight that, you know, I'm not throwing multiple units at this fight. I'm not sure how I'm going to bet it. I will probably be betting Boudet with the over, just because I think this fight goes long. It might even go to decision. But, yeah, I think it goes over. Definitely goes over 1.5. And over 2.5 definitely in play as well. So, I like it to go long. I like it to be somewhat ugly. And that's really all I can say about this one. Our next fight is in the featherweight division. We have Francis Marshall taking on Isaac Dolgarian. Dolgarian looks really good. He's been a finisher. He's finished every single fight he's been in the first round. But he's making his debut here against a good wrestler in Marshall. Both guys are known for their grappling. And basically the way I see it, Marshall's one loss was really against a high-level striker who had great defense, and Marshall really couldn't get to him. But in this fight, Dolgarian is going to be there. They're going to be wrestling. It could go back and forth for a little while, but I don't know what kind of cardio Dolgarian has. We haven't seen him get out of the first round. Obviously, we've seen Marshall get out of the first round on quite a few occasions. So Marshall has looked good in his young UFC career, and I just think, you know, a debuting fighter who's only got first-round finishes against a guy who has a similar skill set, a little bit bigger, a proven skill set, I think you got to go Marshall. I think he gets the job done, and I could see him finding a finish late. Our next fight is in the lightweight division. We have Mike Breeden taking on Terrence McKinney. This is another live bet type fight to watch out for. McKinney, the more dangerous fighter early, he should get this fight over with, potentially in the first round. He has the wrestling to get the job done. He is a dangerous striker, not known for his cardio. We've seen him fail in the cardio department a few times here now in a row. Taking this fight on short notice, I do like him to win this fight. I think he can get the job done early. Breeden is very hittable. We've seen him get knocked out recently. He gives up takedowns. He does fight back to his feet, but he often gives up his back, puts himself in bad spots. McKinney should be able to capitalize on that early. If he doesn't, then we're looking at a live bet, probably throw something on Breeden. We'll see how the fight plays out, but that's just something to look forward to in this one. Not a lot of confidence in McKinney. Very hard to have confidence in him after the last few, but it's really hard to have confidence in Breeden either. He's got a lot of holes, and McKinney should be able to exploit that early. But if not, he is a gritty fighter, Breeden. So, you know, he could win this one down the stretch. So we'll be looking at the live lines. It's McKinney is the official pick, but it could get ugly. Our next fight is in the bantamweight division. We have J.P. Baez taking on Marcus McKee. McKee had a nice debut in his fight a couple months ago. He just seems to be very aggressive, very durable, very well-rounded. And in this fight against Baez, really, Baez can't take a punch. As far as I'm concerned, he can't take a punch. He's been dropped 8 times in his last 3 fights, which is not a good number. He's been knocked out a bunch. And I think if McGee hits him, he's going to get him out of there. And McGee has the chops to land a big strike and finish on the ground. He's well-rounded. He's a gritty guy who's fought hard to get to the UFC. And against a guy like JP Buys, I definitely think he can land a big shot. And I will not be putting money on JP anytime soon. I have to see him get through a fight where he doesn't get dropped or hurt severely. And he's gotten hurt and dropped multiple times in all of his fights. So I just can't back up JP Buys. He's a good wrestler. If he gets his wrestling going early, it'll make things interesting. But, man, if he gets hit hard, if he gets hit semi-hard, I just think he goes out. So I like McKee. I think he gets the job done. And I definitely think he could find a finish in this one. Our next fight is in the middleweight division. We have Josh Fremm taking on Jamie Pickett. Fremm, another pretty sizable favorite here. I like Fremm to win the fight just because I'm not a big fan of Jamie Pickett. Don't think he offers too much. And I think Fremm could win in the grappling department. Fremm did miss weight, which I don't like. I don't know what's going on there, why he missed. He missed by 3 pounds, which is quite significant. But the fight appears to still be on, so I'm just going to roll with Fremm. I don't know. I'm probably going to leave this fight alone. I generally try to have some kind of action in every fight that I pick. But this one, I don't know. I think Fremm gets the job done. He's a huge favorite. Don't like that. I don't really know how I would want to bet it. This fight could go long. It could end in the first round. It's just one of those fights. So Fremm is the overall better fighter to me. Jamie Pickett is basically an auto fade. But I'm not sure I'm going to do anything with this fight. Our next fight is in the strawweight division. We have Pollyanna Viana taking on Yasmin Lucindo. Pretty close fight here, but I do like Lucindo. I think she can win the fight with the grappling. She has very good body lock takedowns. I think she can land that over and over. Viana does have a dangerous armbar that, you know, obviously we'll have to watch out for that. But Lucindo, with those body lock takedowns, generally lands inside control and then kind of works from there. So kind of eliminates the threat of the armbar. Her striking is very good. They both have pretty good striking. But I just think Lucindo overall is the more well-rounded fighter. And she is going to be able to win the grappling exchanges. And generally speaking, that's enough to get the job done. So I like Lucindo. I think she wins in the grappling. Our next fight we have in the middleweight division, AJ Dobson taking on Tefan Chukwi. I'm not an Nchukwi fan at all. I don't think he's very good. I think he's more of, you know, just a big, strong guy with limited skills. AJ Dobson, on the other hand, has very good skills. We have not seen him put it all together in the UFC yet, but Nchukwi missed weight, did not look great to me. When they stood next to each other, Dobson had pretty good size on him, which was kind of surprising to me. I figured Chukwi would be the much bigger fighter. So I like Dobson here. I think if he just wrestles, he can wear out Chukwi. And I just don't think Chukwi's a very good fighter. Dobson's the underdog. I already bet that. He dropped to plus 120, which a couple days ago I saw him at plus 140. So it looks like some money's coming in on him. And to me, he's a very strong dog play in this spot. I don't think Chukwi should be the favorite in any fight. Don't care who he's fighting. And this is a situation where I think Dobson's wrestling is going to come through for him. He's a solid fighter. He just has to put it together in the octagon. And I think this will be the time he does. Our next fight is in the light heavyweight division. We have Khalil Roundtree taking on Chris Daukaus, who is coming down from heavyweight. Daukaus was never really the biggest heavyweight. He always just seemed like he had just a little extra fat around the stomach. Definitely weight he could lose. He had a nice start to his UFC run, beating some lower level heavyweights. His power is good. He is athletic, so that was working out for him. But then he got into the upper echelon of the division, some of the heavier hitters, and he just couldn't hold up. Now, is he going to hold up at light heavyweight? That's yet to be seen, but I think against a guy like Khalil Roundtree, who's not really a power puncher, he is a good striker. He does have dangerous kicks, definitely has finishing ability, doesn't always show up, you know, in 100%. At 100%. He just sometimes he goes through the motions. He's low volume. You know, I've seen him lose some fights that you would not expect him to lose. So I'm going to roll with Dawkus here. I think his well-rounded skill set, his power should translate at light heavyweight. I think it's going to be a close fight. Dawkus as a dog, I'm all right with that. And yeah, close fight, you know, could go either way. But in a fight like that, might as well be on the dog. And I think Dawkus is, his athleticism, potentially his grappling, if he decides to use it, will come into play. But I think he can land a big shot. He can hurt Khalil. And he can win, you know, just on points. So I like Dawkus. I think he's a solid dog play. And that's really all I have to say about that. Our next fight is in the featherweight division. We have Cub Swanson taking on Hakeem Dawodu. Really kind of, this fight, man, I've gone back and forth on this one. When Cub Swanson looks his best, he looks really good. He's getting up there in age. He's taking some damage. He got finished in a pretty ugly fashion against Jonathan Martinez, who just basically kicked his legs off. Dawodu, not always the highest volume, but we did see him land 121 strikes not that long ago. I'm leaning Dawodu here. I hope he puts a little bit of volume on the board. It's going to be a close kind of back and forth. And, you know, if Cub Swanson shows up, he's always dangerous. But I feel like the younger fighter here, Dawodu, he does have good leg kicks himself. So he could start kicking the legs, which has been a problem for Cub Swanson, and that's kind of where I'm leaning. Just a younger fighter, he has a path to victory, just kind of has to follow it, and I think he gets the job done. And that brings us to our main event. We have Vicente Luque taking on Rafael Dos Anjos. Another fight kind of went back and forth on. I haven't been overly excited with what Luque has done in his last couple fights. But at the same time, he's fought some tough guys. Bilal Muhammad, Jeff Neal. So, you know, it's tough. And Dos Anjos definitely going to look to wrestle. He has a clear path there. Not a clear path, but that is a path. What I like about Luque is he's always going to work back up to his feet. He's going to stay pretty active on the feet. He takes a lot of damage, but he also dishes out a lot of damage. RDA, kind of same thing. He's not as high volume as Luque, but he does get hit at a decent clip. He's had a million fights as well, so there's a lot of wear and tear on both of these guys. Luque is the bigger guy. He does have some submission skills, so if you know, there's the potential that he could catch RDA with something, but I'm just going to roll with the dog money here. I think it's a close enough fight. The underdog in main event is often a valid play. Dos Anjos, if he gets his wrestling going and is able to control Luque, he can definitely win this fight. He can control this fight. But I don't think he's really got that finishing capability enough to take Luque out. I think it's going to go long. I think it's going to be back and forth. And if Luque is able to stuff some takedowns or at least get up in a timely manner, not just get pinned to the mat, which I just don't see him getting pinned to the mat for 25 minutes. I think it's a close enough fight. Striking's gonna be close. Luque does have some finishing ability. He tends to wear on guys as fights go long. We saw RDA get finished late in a fight that, you know, he was having some success late with the wrestling, and he ended up getting caught. So Kind of similar fight here. I think he could have some success with the wrestling, but I also think he could get touched on the feet. So, close fight. Roll with the dog and Luque, and we'll go from there. But that's it. 13 fights broken down. As always, you can find all my information on Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, at TommyZ_MMA. You can find me live on YouTube during the fights. If you just search the KegCast on YouTube or the Sports Keg, it should pop up. I link it to everything that I put up as well. We're basically just talking live bets and what we have going on for the night. It's a great pod. It's a good time. It's fun back and forth. We joke, you know, just like any other watch along. We have a good time, and you know, we give out a lot of good information. So check that out as well. But that's it for me. I guess until next time, good luck on Saturday.